Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ah, we're back. It's a Chickies Friday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. An overcast summer Friday, but we're here. We're alive. Ike, how you feeling?
Oh, man, it's one of my favorite times of the year. It's Father's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
When we get honored.
Well, listen, quite frankly, nobody's going to honor us like we're going to honor ourselves this weekend. I just want to tell all the fathers out there, Brother Spike, Jackie Baseball, no matter what they tell you, you are needed, should be appreciated, number one in the hearts of all households. Take a bow, take a sip, enjoy the weekend, dads. Seriously, man. I you know how many people have told me, I didn't know Father's Day weekend was this weekend.
Everyone seems to forget.
I don't hear one commercial for Father's Day or anything all weekend.
A little easier to get a brunch reservation than it is on Mother's Day.
Meanwhile, when it's Mother's Day, you got a whole month ahead of time to get promotion for Mother's Day.
All the reads, Mother's Day is coming up.
Yes, exactly.
Unbelievable.
So shout out to the dads out there, man, holding it down.
Jack? Oh, you got to
– I was waiting for the
father of two. I was
waiting for the holiday.
There we go. All right. There we go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what everyone has planned. Everyone has planned at home. I made that joke three times to Jill this week.
Yeah.
Not happy about it. Not happy about it. I'm just kidding if you're listening, Jill.
You know what's funny? Now that I think of it, every Father's Day card is pretty much like, hey, it's Father's Day. Have fun doing whatever you want. It's like go golf, leave us alone.
Yeah, I think the main Father's Day message is just leave me alone. Yeah. Mother's Day is better than, you know, bring everyone together, right?
Yeah.
Right. Father's Day is like just a little.
Don't bother him.
A little
Don't
peace
bother.
And quiet.
Well, we have a big show today. Dr. J joins us.
How about that?
Around 4:30 today. Very exciting.
Oh, man, you're talking about the epitome of cool.
Dr. J is cool.
As a kid, right? Like
he's cool now.
People that you looked up to that was a cool idol.
And this is the real Dr. J.
Yes.
Not the one that's on the board.
Yes, the real Dr. J. Slightly below him in stature is Elliot Shore Parks, and he will join us at 3 o'clock. Always a big show, Summer Fridays here at Chickies. And it is a big day because today is the last day that you can get your votes in for the WIP Afternoon Show Top 11, trying to put together the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia. You go to 94WIP.com/top11. We will reveal all next week. We'll reveal our list, but we'll reveal the master list, which is 50% listener vote, 50% staff vote. Mm-hmm. And I did something yesterday I don't usually do.
Nice.
And on my ride home, I listened to Fritz at 6.
Horrible idea.
And Jack was talking about who should be number one on the list.
Right.
He was talking about Saquon and Jalen and Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
But it got me to thinking, because Jack said he thinks number one is Saquon. It got me to thinking, what is more important in this list? Is it the last year the player has had, or is it the entire resume this player has had in Philadelphia? Because Saquon, if you're going by the last year, it'd be hard to argue Saquon, right? Yeah. But Saquon doesn't have a resume in Philadelphia beyond this year. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a few different Eagles. You know, Quinyon Mitchell doesn't have a resume. Mm-hmm. Now, Saquon has a resume otherwise, but, you know, Quinyon Mitchell doesn't have a resume in Philadelphia. Zach Bond doesn't have a resume in Philadelphia. Cooper DeJean does not have a resume in Philadelphia. And I was trying to balance that with somebody like Zach Wheeler, who has been excellent for half a decade here. I mean, just completely dependable. Yeah. And he's not had the last 12 months that Saquon has had, but he certainly had a better run in Philadelphia than Saquon has had.
I'd argue that.
Well, okay. I wouldn't, but whatever. So I'm putting, and I'm sure we will argue that.
Yes.
When I'm putting my list together, mm-hmm. I'm basically saying 75% resume, 25% the last year. So I'm saying the resume overall for me is going to be more important than just the last year.
Right.
Where are you on that?
It's simple for me. It's pretty much the last year. Because here's the way I look at it. We use this term in sports about updating your resume every week, every year. In other words, you can't just rest and live off of what you've done in the past and think you don't have to live up to that standard and expectation year in and year out. So I love that part of the whole year-to-year rankings, especially from the whether it's the shows on television, on radio, you know, you get your stuff on Twitter or what have you. If it puts more into what has happened in that last year versus what you expected them to do and what their ceiling is and what they've done in the past, to me, it gives more credit and it rewards the guys who had that year. And that's the way I look at it. Like, so when I look at the top 11 list, it's the top 11 list for that year. This is where you were that year. From the last list to this list, this is where you are. So that's I like to look at it that way. I think it keeps it fresh. I think it rewards guys who somehow burst onto the scene. And if a guy has a down year, guess what? You're off the list. It's a privilege to be on the top 11 list. You just can't live off of what you've done in the past.
That's right.
So I got to give room to the guys who aspire to be on the list and what they've done. Now, how would it look? Cooper DeJean.
Always comes back to Coop.
Well, it's always Coop.
Well, if you think, because he's a great case study for what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
From one year to the next.
Yep.
Wouldn't even thought about him being on the list last year. Mm-hmm. You're trying to tell me the impact that he's had since he's become an Eagle in this city, the fanfare, the popularity, his play on the field doesn't warrant him being recognized as one of the top 10 athletes in the city.
11.
He's clearly, I'm just saying, I have him in my top 10.
Oh, still. Wow.
You already know where he's at. So, a top 10 athlete in this city. He's one of them.
I see.
He's been one of the 10 best athletes in the city over the last year.
215-592-9494.
That's the way I look at it.
What should matter more in the top 11 rankings, the resume or the last year? See, it's funny that we came up with it, we never even really talked about what it means to you. Like, so what it means to me when I say top 11 athletes in the city, it is that. It is who are the top 11 athletes in the city, mm-hmm. not who had the best year in 2024. Now, right. Like, there are different, I think there are different levels to that. Saquon had such a big year that, you know, I think it could vault him much higher.
It's like overwhelming.
It's like an overwhelming year. It's like an all-time year. But so I'm not going
to 1 year.
Yeah, but I'm not going to treat him the same way that I would treat a Cooper DeJean, who is also a rookie. Mm-hmm. You know, Saquon doesn't have a great resume before Philadelphia, but has a good resume.
Well, who would have been
as
number,
a good player.
Who would have been number one in 2005 off of 2004? Would T.O. been number one?
Yes.
Yeah, I think T.O. would have been number one.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
After 1 year.
Well, but see, I think Donovan probably should have been number one at that.
But he wouldn't have been. T.O.
But see, if you're talking about resume, you would have given it to Donovan. Like,
sure.
I think it would have been disrespectful to give it to T.O.
Sure.
After that year.
If you're basing it off resume, sure.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Jack, where are you going on this?
Yeah, so I'm going more with what you did in the last year I lean more that way than the resume, because I also – I have a little bit of a I try to value who is individually the best athletes in the city. You know, and I think that that is more – I lean more towards in the last year. And that's where I keep getting stuck with Embiid and Harper, because I think Harper is going to be lower than on most lists, even though his resume is pretty good.
But he's still one of the top 11 athletes in the city.
He is. But
it's just where he falls on the list.
I think for a lot of people, he's fallen out of the top five.
Hey, that's what it is.
No, I know. But that's why – but I agree with that. So I do more
like Schwarber is higher on my list than Bryce.
See, that's where I disagree.
Yeah, I can't do that. See, you know what I do? I would use it for
over the last year. How could you not?
See, I'm using
in the last year
over the last based on my criteria, he's perfectly in front of Bryce Harper.
He's had a better year.
Yes,
he's had a better 1 year. But yes. To me, he's not a better athlete than Bryce Harper.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's why I wouldn't have him higher. Like, I think it's disrespectful.
Based on your criteria.
Based on my criteria.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone's different criteria.
Yes. Yeah. I think this is like the MVP voting.
You know what? But that's how voting goes for the Hall of Fame. Yep. That's how voting goes. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way voting is.
215-592-9494. What should matter more, the last year or the resume in the top 11 voting? By the way, you can vote. Today is your last day you can vote. Then they give us the votes. We calculate them. 94WIP.com/top11. We do have a next question today. There was some big news. There is going to be a sequel to Mel Brooks' classic Spaceballs. Now, if you've never seen Spaceballs, now, Jack, you're a millennial, but you have seen Spaceballs.
I have seen Spaceballs.
It is a very – and I'm not even a Mel Brooks guy, but Spaceballs is a great movie.
Yeah. Isn't he 99? Like, he announced it on his 99th birthday.
Wow, is he directing it
at
99 years old?
I think so.
Wow. Oh, come on, man. He's not really directing it at 99.
Is this like never mind.
They sit him in a chair. They're like, Mel, you're directing it.
Jimmy Carter is building those houses.
Yeah.
He's there. He's on set.
So for next question today, you'll call up. You give your sports point. Next question is, favorite sequel of all time?
Notable sequel.
Yes, most notable sequel. So it could either be really bad or really good. Jack? Notable sequel?
I don't have a... So, all right. I'm going with Shrek 2.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Shrek 2 was great, man.
You're just trying to gain favor with your kids for Father's Day. Shrek 2? What are you...
Study 5 months old. Well, how am I gaining favor with him?
You're picking a cartoon? What are you, 8?
Well, what's the... we're doing notable.
Okay.
Shrek was great.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay.
Great animated movie. And Shrek 2, a phenomenal sequel. It didn't have a drop-off.
Yeah.
All right.
My criteria, your criteria.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. By the way, the Cooper DeGene thing, I'm going to fight with you all week about next week. I can feel like it. Yeah. Just guys that you're going to have him over is going to drive me crazy.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Ike?
It's okay.
Ike, or most notable sequel?
Notable sequels, man, there are so many of them. I'm sitting here thinking of them. So many of them. You know, I'm going to go with Nutty Professor.
The Clumps. Oh, that's a notable one.
I'm going to go with The Clumps, Eddie Murphy. Never seen The Nutty Professor?
I've seen the first one, I think.
And you didn't see the clumps? The second one?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's notable.
Yeah, I never saw the second one. Yeah.
I was more of a Eddie Murphy guy.
By the way, Eddie Murphy has a few notable sequels, I would say.
Oh, yeah, I could have named several other ones in his group. Yeah.
I tell you what, he might be the king of sequels. He had the Doolittle.
Don't name all of them.
No, I don't think anyone's going to name Dr. Doolittle.
All right. I'm just saying. Hold up.
All right.
Mine, neither of you guys are going to need. You're not even going to have seen it. You're not even going to know it.
Great.
But in the horror movie world, Evil Dead 2 is a legendary sequel.
Horror movies.
It is better than the original. It's a perfect horror movie. It's scary. It's also funny. It is funny before horror movies were even funny.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Evil Dead 2 scares me, also funny, notable sequel. I'm going Evil Dead 2.
It's hard to do sequels in horror movies.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, that's back. That's
yeah. Back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah.
It's a big answer, though.
They had a bunch back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. What should matter most in the top 11 list? The resume or the last year? And next question today, give us a notable sequel with the announcement that Spaceballs 2 is coming. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, you know where I'm going. Resume should matter the most. Let me tell you why resume should matter. Because, like, if I'm doing a job interview, right? Let's say, for example, you know, you've been a brand manager in New York, you know, you've been a brand manager at WIP, but it's like this guy over here, you know, he might not have the best resume, and then they sit down, but he's a great interview. But a guy who got the great resume, he might not interview great that day. So I'm just gonna go off of a guy for one interview. I got to look at what this dude did. Now, maybe I got to bring you back, you know, and see, okay, maybe he was just having an off day. You know, sometimes quarterbacks have off years. That's all. When you look at the resume, it got to matter most.
I see what he's doing.
What I do in 1 year, like, it could be an anomaly. Like, what I'm saying is, some people can ball in one season. You know, you can have a Travis Fulgham couple games, you know what I'm saying? If we was Travis Fulgham out for 5 games, he would have been the best receiver ever. But you know what I mean? It gotta be what you do over time. You know what I'm saying?
But also in the last year, though.
But here's where you guys get into trouble with this, is because when that 1 year leads to a championship and the other teams pretty much all failed to meet expectations and came nowhere near a championship, I'm going to reward the people who played at a high enough level. It led to a championship.
So that's where I'm at. That matter a lot. And one more thing too. This got nothing to do with none of y'all. I just gotta address the caller real quick. We gotta stop putting people on other teams, because we can't do that. I had a guy yesterday call up here and say, and I checked him, if you put Josh Allen on the Raiders. Josh Allen can't even get the damn Bills to the Super Bowl. So you're telling me he's going to get the Raiders?
Yeah, but he turned them around.
I don't care about that.
Hold on real quick. Slow down, Corey.
All right.
I'll let you finish. You don't think the Raiders would be better if Jalen was the quarterback?
Like right now? Right now. I think they'd be about the same, a little bit better.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
What would he do?
I'm not kidding you.
If Josh Allen was there and Jalen were here, the same thing. Josh Allen raised that team more than Jalen would.
But I'm saying they both would still fail to win a championship.
Of course.
Exactly.
I'm just saying if he would be better than what's there right now is all I'm saying. I'm not saying he would take the Raiders to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying he would improve the team.
A little. But closer to where they
are. Let's not act like Jalen Hurts. Like, we forgot. I get it. It wasn't the best statistical season. But in 2021, he wasn't playing with no A.J. Brown and Saquon. No help.
Dude, they played the worst schedule in the league. And handed the ball off for 10 weeks. What are you talking about? And then they got blown out by the Bucs.
You guys are in la la land
every day talking about this guy. Do you remember that year? Do you remember 2023? The defense wasn't even that bad until the stretch run. Everyone pretended the defense was 32nd ranked when they got to 11-1. They weren't. They weren't. They held the Cowboys to 6 points. They held the Dolphins to 3 points. Like, what are we talking about? La La Land.
This is what we do. Y'all, it gotta be versus this team with this, that. Like, it's so many, like, qualifies he gotta do. Oh, he gotta do it with these players versus this team versus this schedule. I can't do all that. I can just do off what I see and what actually happens.
What do you see?
I see a two-time Pro Bowler, an MVP.
No, what do you see? No. What do you see? What do you see? No. What do you see? What do you see on the field? What do you see?
That's what I see.
No. This is resume. What do you see him do?
I see a guy whooping up on the lead.
No. When he plays the quarterback position, what do you see him do?
I see a guy win football game. I mean, what do you want me to
do? No. Yes. No, we're talking about quarterback. What does he do on the field? That is so impressive.
I want
throwing and passing stats. So that he throws. Give me a good deep ball. I'll die for you to say he throws a good deep ball. I'll take it.
He was the best deep ball thrower.
Used to be.
Go look at what he did in 2020 when Doug was here. But compared to what he do now, tell me that the dude ain't
that Kyler game was special. I agree. Kyler game was good.
Hey, Corey, you want to give us a notable sequel?
Oh yeah. A notable sequel. So. I'm going to say Bad Boys 2. I personally feel like the second was better than the first.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think I ever saw Bad Boys 2.
No?
No, I saw the first one.
I mean, actually, the third one was okay, too. But I just did four. I haven't seen four. All right, Corey.
Was Bad Boys 2 basically just exactly the same as Bad Boys 1, or?
Bad Boys 2.
You know, because I think for me, some
that
of
was the one with Gabrielle Union, Bad Boy 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
For me, some of the best sequels aren't just like a rehash. Like, that's why I didn't love The Hangover, but Hangover 2, I was like, right. You're just trying to do the same thing over and over again.
They are essentially the same movies, to your point, yes. The Bad Boy movies. Yeah.
Like, when I think of, I'm not going to name them.
I mean, they're cops, so they're chasing bad guys.
There are some particularly notable sequels where the movie is not the same. It's like an evolution of the story. Like, that's where you get some of the trilogies or whatever, where it's not the same.
Like Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Bam.
Well, there it is.
That was a great one.
That's three big answers.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I was trying not to give away.
My bad. That's a big one.
I mentioned Dr. Doolittle. I'll get my head
down. Yeah, that's
off.
A big one right there.
You know, Corey wasn't giving you an answer for an on-the-field thing.
No, I know. I know.
Oh, well, I mean, you didn't let him breathe either.
But he didn't. All right, here's what he does well on the field. He runs really well on third down and picks up first downs with his legs.
Deep ball accuracy.
For the most part. But again, I'll remind you.
The dagger.
Last 9 weeks of the season, they didn't complete a pass over 20-plus yards. So,
that's true.
So a good deep ball thrower, traditionally.
Yep.
He's pretty accurate, but he's mostly not over the middle. He's to the sides, which is fine.
Yep.
But, like, there's the
– Well, let me ask you this. If we're concentrating on the last year, should the last year more – See, I think Jalen was 4 or 5 last year. I forget where he was. Should the last year, like, should it help Jalen's case in the top 11, or should it be neutral?
Well, I'll tell you, for me, he's lower than I had him last year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you remember where you had him last year? Did you have him 2 or 3 or something?
I think I had him at 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Harper hurts, and then it beat, I think,
yeah.
Yeah, because that's the interesting thing about Jalen. Because I could understand.
He's lower than he was last year.
I could understand the argument either way on Jalen. I could understand you saying I would say the last year probably would be neutral with Jalen because you have the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship and the fact that they won, which is great. Mm-hmm. But you had a year that was not definitely far from his best year overall in terms of, like, the regular season. So for me, it's going to sort of be neutral on Jalen. But I could see the argument either way. I could see it helping Jalen, and I could also see if you weigh the last year hurting Jalen.
Yeah,
you
know? Don't get me wrong. He ain't that much lower than he was.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't go from 2 to 8.
I can't wait to see your list.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to see. Well, you guys are going to have to turn yours into me.
The great thing is it's changed 3 times already this week.
Oh, so should we not use ours to influence the – Because the other staff.
No, that's I don't want mine released until I do it.
Okay, so you don't want to give it to me.
Okay. The reason why I say I've changed it because some people are giving me more to think about.
Sure.
So really, I'm just moving guys around as to where I would rank them. in the list. Two on the list.
215-592-9494.
Still the same 11 players.
What should matter more in your top 11 list, like the 12, last year?
12 or 13, I'm
or the resume.
Scrambling with.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will get a U.S. Open update from our premier golf expert.
Oh, you got to get ready.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation party is always better at Chickies and Pete's. You can book yours online, chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.